Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Robin Cowie. Art is a big market, big online. In fact, it's one of the most popular categories on eBay. But you're not going to find any wholesaler or manufacturer who can supply your e-business with art to sell. Retailing art successfully requires understanding how to find sources for it. And here to shed some light on that topic is art consultant, appraiser, and renowned author Alan Bamberger. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, if an internet retailer is considering selling art online, what do they do? I mean, where do they get started?
Well, actually, it was interesting in the opening there. There are places that do have large amounts of art. They're almost like art factories. I can't give names, really, but they're mostly in Asia, China, Thailand, places like that. And I have been to trade shows where they do sell. They essentially can paint the same picture over and over again, or they can basically paint any picture that you want. And sculpture, for that matter.
And they will actually wholesale those products?
They do wholesale those products. In fact, I have a couple here. Some of them were so remarkably good that I had to buy them myself, and I don't normally buy those types of art. But just as examples of what's currently being produced overseas. They were two still life paintings of grapes hanging on a wall, done in 19th century style. Grapes, a bunch of grapes nailed to a wooden wall in the background. It was very, very well done.
Wow, wow. And, I mean, are there quite a few of those types of places?
Don't know about quite a few. I get emails from them from time to time. There is a large trade show, which is held at the Javits Center in New York City once a year, called Art Expo. I believe their website is artexpos.com, where commercial art aspirants, as well as individuals, companies, printing companies, they come there every year to show their stuff and hopefully get some sort of representation.
Well, that's a very valuable piece of information there. So can you sell art if you are not an expert in art?
You don't have to be an expert in art in general, but you do have to know what it is that you're selling. You have to, art is a very large area. There's all kinds. So you really have to zero in on what it is that you like the most and then start acquiring a knowledge base from there.
So really kind of figure out what kind of niche in art that you want to sell.
Yeah, because art has no tangible value, really. So you're going to have to get behind it in some way. You're going to have to feel that this is a good thing for people to own, and so you're going to have to feel that it's a good thing for you to own. You can't just randomly pick stuff. I mean, you can, but it's going to be more difficult.
Right, sure. Are there any art categories that are easiest for a beginner to break into, or, you know, are there things where... I guess there's a sweet spot underneath that art category that's more popular.
You could look to general types of imagery that wide ranges of people find appealing. You can think about some of the great commercial artists of our time, like Thomas Kincaid, or with the kind of the soft country path and soft city scenes and those kinds of things. But then again, there's a fellow who paints blue dog imagery.
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
Catches, it's these sort of trademark imageries are what it is that really catapults an artist to, mass commercial appeal.
And when we're talking about these types of elements here, I presume, and maybe incorrectly, that the majority of elements we're talking about art pieces are original art pieces. I mean, we talked about some that were being duplicated, but is there more margin, I guess? The question is there more margin in selling original pieces than there is replicas?
Or not necessarily? It depends. There's different margins in different areas of the business, and you really can't segment it out too generally. It's almost like artist by artist. But regarding originals versus reproductions, as an artist gets more and more well-known or their prices go up and become less and less affordable to more and more people, those are situations where you will find that the artist will successfully be able to make limited edition reproductions of their work and sell well. Artists who don't have a track record, who don't have a great deal of name recognition, to start producing limited edition prints or to try and sell limited edition prints by such artists, if you are a seller, that's not generally a good idea.
Hmm. Yeah, really interesting. So how, give us a little bit of an idea of how to focus in on a niche. We've definitely established it's not a good idea to sell broad.
Yeah, no, you can't try to have one of everything. That's a surefire recipe for unsuccess.
Right.
But let's say you like, beach paintings, seascape paintings with a beach and some land in it.
Right.
Then you would next you would narrow it down to, like, where do you want it to be? Would you like it to be Hawaii? Would you like it to be Connecticut? And then what would you like to have in it? Those sorts of things. I mean, you really kind of have to, once you figure out exactly what it is that you want, you'll be able to find a handful of artists, or maybe more than a handful in some cases. And then your next step from there would be to learn about those artists and learn about their histories and learn about their selling records. You can get all this from the artists themselves or from people who represent them. It's not a big deal.
Right. And so that's interesting. You're identifying a category there by kind of subject matter.
Yeah.
I presume you could also go the other way and build it by artist reputation, perhaps? Or
yes, you could also do it that way. You could decide that we carry artists of this caliber.
Right.
And they would all be of a certain caliber. Within a certain price range, their work would sell. That's basically how an art gallery operates. They sell a certain type of art in a certain price range by a certain type of artist who has advanced to a certain level within his or her career.
So I've decided, I'm going to go for this kind of niche. I like your beach landscapes. And then I want to become an expert in beach landscapes.
Right.
What kind of questions should I be asking both myself and artists that I want to approach?
Well, when you approach an artist or an artist representative or whatever, you have to look at it almost like you're looking at any other product, like a washing machine, like a car. You want to see the artist's resume, where they've exhibited, how many shows they've had, how consistently they have shows. This is all available in two or three sheets of paper, usually, from a dealer at a gallery or online on a website. And no nebulous statements like, pardon me, like this artist is world famous. If anybody makes a statement like that, you say, oh, please let me see the list of international shows that this artist has participated in and competitions that they've won and that sort of thing. It's almost like doing a market analysis on a company before you buy their stock. You want to make sure they're a going concern. You want to make sure they sell consistently. And you want to make sure that their prices are fair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you have room to mark up.
So where specifically can we find that information? I mean, you mentioned sometimes there are dealers. I mean, how do you actually access those dealers, or how do you find websites that might have that kind of information available?
Well, you can almost Google in the type of painting that you like coastal scenes or something like that, coastal scene paintings, or you could go take a look on eBay. eBay has a category called self-representing artists. There are thousands of artists who represent themselves on eBay.
eBay to the rescue yet again.
eBay to the rescue yet again. And you can go to places like theguild.com, or I believe it's called guild.com. They angle more towards arts crafts. There are some very large sites. There's Absolute Arts. That's a very large site. that has hundreds, maybe thousands of artists on it. There's some very large artist sites where each artist essentially has their own gallery. If you want to go high-end, there's ArtNet.
ArtNet?
ArtNet has pretty much... The last time I talked to them, they told me that 60% of the world's best galleries have staked out territory on ArtNet. It's probably higher than that now.
Wow. Wow. And these people are approachable?
Well, yeah, but they're not... They want to make sure you're serious. I mean, they're approachable, but they're... If it gets to very high levels of art, then, you know, very expensive, then you're going to get qualified.
Right.
Before they talk to you.
Sure. Well,
but
I mean,
generally, in the overwhelming majority of artists and galleries are more than delighted to talk to you
and
sell you some art.
So, time for a break. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter, productsourcingnews.com. Stay up to date with the latest product sourcing. And find spotlighted suppliers. We'll continue learning more with Alan Bamberger when we return. Thank you for listening. Well, lots coming up in the next segment. It'll be terrific. I'm Robin Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
The Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network is pleased to announce the grand opening of the BizRadioMall.com, a virtual mall stocked full of products and services you won't find anywhere else. Tools to start or grow your business, services to improve your bottom line or increase sales, special offers and discounts only available through this mall. Simply log on to www.BizRadioMall.com and stroll through the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The Biz Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. Shop, buy, and pay for immediate delivery. The Biz Radio Mall also has items for your health, mind, and body. Take a moment and see what we have for you and your business. That's BizRadioMall.com. Check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores on a regular basis. That's www.BizRadioMall.com, another service of the Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
We all spend more than we should during the holidays, buying gifts and getting wrapped up in the spirit of giving. That's the good part. The bad part comes when you open your credit card bill and think to yourself, how am I going to pay this? Have you found yourself saying, if I could make just a little extra money, it would sure make life easier? If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com. Enter your email address, view the online presentation, and decide for yourself if this is for you. Order your information kit right now and get started earning money. There's no cold calling, no selling soap to friends or family. Join thousands of people just like you that earn money from home. Log on right now and hear from real-life people who have already found success with workfromhomewithus.com. What are you waiting for? That's workfromhomewithus.com. That's right, workfromhomewithus.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network, the best radio resources for entrepreneurs, helping you start and grow your business.